Yeah, welcome back to Morning Glory. Top of the second hour, we're going to preview the Storm versus Panthers. Big game Saturday night at 7:30. But let's talk about some of the, rumours going around in rugby league. Firstly, Webby, Cameron Munster to the Roosters. Now, there are denials all around, but doesn't mean it ain't going
to
happen.
They used to deny Sonny Bill was going to the Roosters.
Yeah.
What it's funny, though, remember we were talking about this rumour off air last week, and then all of a sudden it sort of popped up. Kenty wrote about it in the Telegraph. Wider denied it on Channel 9.
Yep.
Nick Politis has denied that it's the case. I think Brayton Astor, Munster's manager, says there's no contact between the two parties at all. But I think Kenty made a really good point in his column during the week. The Roosters, they don't die wondering, and they will make changes if they think it's best for the club. They showed that with Mitchell Pearce and Cooper Cronk. I think it'd be a big call for them to try and move on Luke Keary.
Three premierships. He's got the same amount of premierships, actually more than Munster.
I think Luke is also, and I've talked to Luke about it. I think Luke is very realistic about his longevity in the game.
Yep.
He understands like how his body's going, and he's got this and another 2 years to go. I think he admits that it'd be a big thing for him to get to the end of his current deal. And if there was a chance for him to freshen up, who knows? But I'd be stunned if they got Cameron Munster at the expense of Luke Keary. I just can't see it.
Well, there's talk of Keary, JWH, Lindsay Collins.
Yeah, a big clean out.
Angus Crichton. They've been changing out.
Well, the latest rumour with the Crichton is that they can't actually register under cap with Crichton. They salary cap wise, that's the latest rumour. These are just reports. Is that they don't have enough salary cap space to even register a Crichton contract.
Wow. Geez, that's interesting. On the Keary thing, Keary's one of the... What would Keary be on? 800?
Yeah, probably. 750.
Someone was saying 1.2 yesterday. I was like, where did that come from? Yeah. I thought it was around 800.
Because I was thinking, if he was on about 800, given the want of some sides for a legitimate seven and playmaker, mate, if you're Luke, you'd probably go, well...
I actually thought he'd be a great fit for the Dolphins.
I think definitely.
And I mentioned it to Bennett, and he sort of grumbled at me. And then I mentioned it to Nick Politis, and he sort of sprayed me. Said no way, never going to go. So there's obviously a close affinity with Luke Keary there.
The latest quote is a $1.3 million deal next year. That's what Keary will be on. That's the report.
Wow.
When he got his contract done, my understanding was at around the 800K mark.
I thought that as well.
1.3 is a lot. Let's say it's true. That's a lot of pressure on your cap.
That makes you top three most paid players in the game.
Yeah, but if they got but if they were to get Munster, that's what they that's almost what's on the table at the Dolphins for Munster.
Yeah, it is. The other one, Stephen Crichton and Brian To'o to the Dolphins. I've heard the Crichton one numerous times. I think the Crichton one's most likely rather than To'o. I couldn't imagine letting To'o walk out the door.
I love watching Crichton play.
He
glides through he is sensational.
And I think the May Tungo combination has taken a bit of light away from Crichton. Crichton has been outstanding this year, and also he's progressing the way you want your young guys to progress. And what I mean by that is he's rounding out his game. So often we see these young guys come in and they've got two or three, you know, tricks that they do, and that's what they focus on. They get really good at that. Crichton is becoming almost a perfectly rounded center, really good in defense, good strong ball runner, low error rate. I think that the hard thing, I agree with you, I can't see To'o going, but Crichton, the hard thing for him is he's probably a better fullback than center, and fullback money compared to center money is a totally different story.
I'd say the Panthers, the reason why I think they'd be loath to let them go is the reason I just, before in the previous ad break, is that To'o, Stephen Crichton and Luai are the heartbeat of that side. Nathan's their most important player, he and Yeo. But those three, they're Mount Druitt boys. They're representative. If you work hard and you believe in yourself, this is what you can achieve.
Crichton's my left centre for New South Wales.
Also my...
I like him.
Another guy who's been discussed as a possible left centre is Matt Burton. Now, there's been discussions that he is desperate to go back to Penrith, which I think would probably be the case. My question to you, Webby, is do you think if he went to Gus and said to Gus, look, I know I haven't got a clause, but, mate, I really want to go back there. Do you think he would allow him to?
I think
Gus is a Like, he's a player's man.
It would be very interesting because Gus was so big on him going early and getting out of his Penrith contract to get there in the first place. I think Burton showed, from what I've been told, was you know, not that happy with what he saw of the Bulldogs when he first got there. Mm. I don't know. I wouldn't want to try and guess what Gus would do.
I think Gus, he goes, mate, give me 1 year. Give me 12 months. We get Reed Marnie. We get kick out. Just give me 12 months. And if at that 12-month period you still aren't convinced that we're building something special here, I'll help you find a good deal.
He's got a player option for his way in 24 anyway.
Yeah, yeah, he has.
Yeah.
Right, we'll take a quick break. After the break, a rev it up.